Welcome, Chimpians, to episode 24 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik. Got a hellified post-Halloween show for you guys tonight. All kinds of fun stuff happening. One of the first members ever of ChimpOut.com is with us. That's right, our very own plantation foreman, Dirty Dan, joins us via Skype. Also, later in the show, we're going to hear from Toby Whipper doing the top 10. We've got Nigs in the news, all kinds of cool stuff going on. So, Chimpians, stay right there. Don't go away. Chimp Out Radio starts now.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
Hi, this is Stinky Nigs, and you're listening to the best nigger bastard show on the radio.
When you're handing out candy, you know, the older kids come around a lot later than the younger ones do, and right. A couple like 12, 13-year-olds come to my door, get some candy, and they look, and they see I had a beer sitting there. Like, can I have a beer?
So did you give them one?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Dad was standing right there. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I had a nice little laugh over that.
Did you see any good costumes?
Not really. Just the usual run-of-the-mill shit.
Nobody dressed like Obama?
Nah.
No niggers?
No niggers this year. I mean, last year we had a couple niggers. Last year they drove up from the ghetto and decided to go into the rich neighborhood.
That's right. Get some good candy.
Well, I was prepared for that because the year before there was niggers. But
how do you prepare? Do you just sit there with a loaded shotgun or what?
No, what I did was I didn't do it this year, but last year I had a big bowl with like Kit Kat bars and Reese's cups in it.
Right.
Last year, I got some candy corn and put it in little bags, you know.
Right.
And every time I'd see a little niglet come up, hand him a bag of candy corn and look at me. Because no kid likes candy corn. I mean, that shit is so gross. Oh, man.
But you know what I did one year? I thought this would really flip little kids out, is I dressed up like Santa Claus. And I gave out those little tiny candy canes that you get at Christmas.
Yeah.
I thought it would piss kids off or flip them out. They didn't even notice, and they didn't even care.
Yeah, they're just out for candy.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, I guess.
Everybody knows the deal.
Morning, sir.
Why, hello, my thick lip spear chucking friend. What did you do, fellow? Burn those big black lips on a crack pipe as you missed your job interview? Easy, Whitey, you're cutting deep. Now this chit-chat has got me thirsty. You will excuse me for a moment. I'm going to go to the Korean store and get something to drink. Ching-a-ling. Hello. Wow. Good afternoon, you browse around but never buy anything suspicious-looking.
Bird, did you know that 2,000 kids showed up at the White House on Halloween?
2,000 kids knocking on the White House door. I wonder how many grown-up niggers showed up for free shit. Associated Press, Washington. It's the ultimate trick-or-treating treasure, that one house on the block that offers the coolest candy and surprises galore. This year, it's the big gated place on Pennsylvania Avenue, number 1600. Welcome to the White House, boys and girls. Niggers, no doubt. Head nigger in charge, Barack Obama, and First Sal, Michelle Obama, awaited more than 2,000 children Saturday night from the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia.
What were they handing out, bananas?
The Obamas themselves were to spend time handing out goodies to the trick-or-treaters on the most famous front porch in America.
Did they dress up?
I don't know.
If I was a nigger, I would dress up as a white person, because that would be, you know, one day out of the year that you could actually not be a nigger and get away with it.
Well, it says, what do you get for Halloween at the White House? Not bad. Kids get a box of White House M&Ms with the president's signature, not worth shit, imprinted on it. Sweet dough butter cookie made by White House pastry chef Bill Yosses, a National Park Foundation ranger activity book, and a serving of dried fruit made up of cherries, apricots, pears, apples, and papayas. So the Niglets are not going to eat the dried fruit.
No. Nope.
They're not going to use the activity book because nope. They can't read. And they'll eat the butter cookie, but in the M&Ms, of course. By early afternoon, a big stuffed black spider was dangling in a web string from the top of the portico, and pumpkins had sprouted up along the columns. The White House will be lit orange for the occasion, and three giant pumpkins, about 1,000 pounds each, will be on the grounds.
Wow, I'm surprised they're pumpkins and not watermelons.
Yeah, really. The loot, how fitting, is part of the treat for kids ages 6 to 14. The White House said that set to roam on the north lawn were fairies, bubble makers, wandering trees, Star Wars characters, theater actors and artists, and a skeleton band.
So in other words, it was just his normal cabinet.
Yeah, that's a good point there, DJ.
Well, at least the fairies part, but wow. Star Wars.
Oh, boy. So we're
The Star Wars must have been left over from the Reagan administration.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we get to hear about the looting that gone on at the White House. We recorded the Halloween episode prior to the actual event, so.
Yo, anybody work here? I know you people don't like me to work here, but can somebody move my amp closer? There must be a few niggas around.
We got guns too big. We got fields too plowed.
Give Me Back My Niggers by Bootleg Bill. You're only going to hear that here on Chimp Out Radio. Joining us tonight via Skype, we have one of the first members of ChimpOut.com, our very own plantation foreman representing the deep Midwest. Please say hello to Dirty Dan. How you doing tonight, Dan?
I'm just sitting here drinking some apple cider.
Nice.
Well, I got to say, Dan, you were never a member of the other forum.
No, I'm Chimp Out born and bred.
Yes.
How did you discover ChimpOut.com?
Toll Cutter 73. I went to school with the Toll Cutter, and he introduced me to the forum.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He hasn't been around for a while, but I'd really hope if he'd come back sometime.
Yeah, we'll get him on the show. But, Dan, you're a moderator on Chimp Out, is that correct?
Yep, sure am.
Okay, and since you just kind of came across the site after I got started, how did you go about becoming a moderator?
Lord, I don't know. They just kind of put me into it. I just, enjoyed getting on the forum, getting in the chat room, and, one day KFC asked me to do it, and I said, sure, I'll try it out.
One thing about I got to mention about chat is that maybe in recent months or so, it's kind of died down a little bit, and we really do need a bigger diversity of members coming into chat. I guess either people forgot about it or got pissed off one night from me getting drunk and saying stupid shit. But
it's all your fault, Bird.
Yeah, it's all my fault. I'll take full responsibility.
Yeah, Dan, I haven't seen you in chat in a long time. I thought you fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I've kind of been laying low. It's the time of year when I've got to stay a little busy around here, and I just really haven't, had the time to donate to the forum like I usually have. Hopefully, this winter that'll pick back up again.
Yeah. Now, you do seasonal work. I understand that you're a farmer.
That's correct.
And what sort of crops do you have right now?
I raise corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Okay.
Nice.
I raise a few head of cattle.
No watermelon patches?
No watermelon, no cotton either.
Dirty Dan called in the last show and mentioned cotton, and I had a good laugh about that.
Yeah, we thought you were a cotton farmer.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be ironic, though, a moderator of ChimpOut.com being a cotton farmer? That would be funny as hell.
I think it'd be awesome.
That would be wild. The trouble is you couldn't have a nigger, like you did way back when, because hell, the average person can't afford to own a nigger. I mean, you've got to house him, you got to feed him, you got to keep up on his veterinary care. Yeah, it's cheaper to pay somebody minimum wage.
Yeah.
Well, Dirty Dan made a really great point there, and a point that is perfect for right now is that during the time of slavery in the South, it cost the landowner the equivalent of $25,000 in today's money to buy a nigger. Buck.
That's just to buy it. That's not even to feed it.
That's just to buy the nigger buck. And these niggers that come on to Chimp Out and say, oh, the slaves were mistreated, they were tortured. No, they weren't. They were treated like royalty. They were given 3 squares a day and good housing and good health care because, hey, that was a big investment by farmers back then. And any nigger that comes on here and says the slaves were tortured is full of bullshit.
Yeah, and of course, living in the North, I've never actually picked cotton, but it occurred to me one day that, cotton only weighs, what, an ounce? And, how hard can it be to pick up something that you can barely even detect that you're holding because it's so light and put it in a bag?
The niggers don't want to work. It don't matter if it's picking up an ounce or 5 pounds. Still not going to do it.
They'll pick up an ounce of crack, an ounce of weed.
I mean, let's face it, guys. I mean, when they came over from Africa, they were probably starving when they were over there. And they come over to this country and they get 3 square meals a day and proper housing and health care, kind of like veterinary care as it was.
Yeah, and no natural predators over here.
Tell us, Dan, as a farmer, I mean, if you lived back in those days as a farmer, I mean, how would you properly deal with the niggers that you had? If you had to spend $25,000 in today's currency on a nigger, how would you deal with it?
Well, I gotta tell you, I really don't know. It would depend how much money I had. If I had $25,000, to spend on a nigger, if I had $500,000, I would probably say I'd spend $25,000 on one so I could, whip the hell out of him. Yeah, I would probably I would probably, abuse that a little bit, but, there's probably some things I can't really, say on the air here, but
right.
You guys kind of know where I'm heading
sure
here.
Enough.
Well, look at it this way, because look at how much each nigger costs us from cradle to grave, just in welfare. It's a lot more than $25,000.
Welfare, prison, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we could, Dan mentioned before, we could send Luther over to Dan's farm and Luther treat him real, or Dan would treat Luther real good, right?
Yeah, I would definitely hook him up to a plow.
He can write a poem about it. I'm hooked up to a plow. It makes me say ow. I want to get off of it now. Can you show me how? What does your screen name mean?
Dirty Dan. Well, that goes back to Toll Cutter 73. When we were back in high school, one of us had an old pickup truck, and I'll say that was me, and we had a CB in there, and we used to harass truck drivers, and I used to say that, that was my handle was, Dirty Dan, and, Toll Cutters was Food Stamp. And we would harass the local truck drivers, yes.
Did you ever get any niggers on the CB?
Oh, yeah, that was,
I thought all niggers were on the DL.
I'm going to be honest with you, Dirty Dan. I forgot all about that before we called you in tonight. I forgot about your pranks. I mean, you haven't posted about your pranks in a while, the pranks that you used to pull with Toe Cutter. That's some really classic shit.
Well, I got to tell you guys a good one about my old friend Toe Cutter. When we were in high school, it's a small town, 4,000 people, small white high school, And we actually had one nigger there at, I think it was my sophomore or junior year.
Mm-hmm.
But Toll Cutter and myself threw this Negro in the dumpster at a, we had a little restaurant across, Dairy Queen's what it was, across the street from the high school where everybody would go to lunch. And he was talking to a white girl, so we grabbed him and threw him in the dumpster.
Did he smell better when he got out of the dumpster?
Oh, he was doing the ooking and Ukok in there when he got out of that dumpster. He was ready to fight, and he got it, too. He got all he wanted. Yep, he was jumping up and down, waving his arms all about.
What you be doing? That be racist and shit.
I think Toe Cutter got 3 days over that one.
3 days of school suspension or 3 days in the lockup?
3 days suspension.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
He told me about a couple other pranks that you did there. You have any in mind there?
Oh, gosh. It's, the liquid ass incident at the nigger off-track betting facility.
liquidass.com.
Have you heard of liquid ass?
No. What is it?
Well, I ordered a bottle of liquid ass from liquidass.com. It's the foulest smelling stuff I've ever smelled in my life. It's kind of like deer urine, dough and heat. And,
mixture of deer urine and she-boon that hasn't cleaned her weave in a few months.
Ugh. I'm glad you said weave. I thought you were going for something much worse.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Not at least tonight.
I was going to ask you, how would you even know? But
this liquid ass thing is hilarious. Go ahead.
Yeah, we dumped a little bet in the nigger off-track betting facility. And,
so I'll bet just like the deer scent, it attracted some bucks?
No, it cleaned the bucks out of the place.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't take much of that stuff either. God almighty, it stinks. Oh, it smells, just about as bad as a dirty nigger. It just smells terrible.
Wow.
This comes like a little squirt bottle. Yeah, just walk into McDonald's and spray a little bit on the carpet as you walk in.
Wow.
Maybe KFC would be a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which is worse anymore. It seems like, every time I go into McDonald's, there's a jigaboo in there.
Well, hell, the McDonald's commercial, you'd be hard-pressed to see a McDonald's commercial with a white person in it.
I think that's because niggers are about the only ones that still eat there.
Yeah, it is pretty gross. Up here we call it rot gut.
I just call it McNiggers.
It's worse than cheap whiskey.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock over London. Rock on Chicago. Wheaties represent the champions.
And joining us tonight via Skype, reading the top 10 list, Toby Whipper is with us again. How are you doing tonight, Toby?
Wonderful, guys.
Awesome. Birdman, what is this week's top 10 list?
Top 10 items found in a nigger's refrigerator.
Do we really want to do this?
it may get a little gross, guys, so bear with us.
All right. Toby, what is number 10?
Box of baking soda that dates back to the Nixon administration.
Number 9.
Maggots.
Oh, don't ask.
Well, I hear they have a lot of protein. You know, niggers need that protein.
Well, you know, it's fairly much like how they eat grubs back in Africa. So, you know.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Protein.
Yeah, it makes their hair curl, I guess.
Don't need help with that.
It gives them a little extra energy for when they're, you know, robbing banks and raping Ottomans. Okay, no. Number 8.
Leftover ghetto lobster.
Number 7.
Untouched KFC coleslaw. Too much fiber.
Yeah.
It gets in the way of their grease.
Yeah, it is a vegetable, by the way.
Of course.
It counts.
Well, I guess. You know, it's not, what's that stuff they eat that,
Collard greens?
Collard greens, but close enough.
Okay, number 6.
Cornstarch. Niggers eat this by the bowlful. I don't know why. They're also known to eat chalk.
They can eat shit for all I care and die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chalk. Wow. Who the fuck eats chalk?
They do that. For some reason, like, pregnant Shibun would eat chalk and clay and cornstarch for some reason. Because
minerals.
Yeah, there's actually a word for this, but yeah. It's
yeah, the word is disgusting. Yeah. Number 5.
Dope and weed. Everybody knows the cops won't look in the refrigerator because cops know niggers don't have shit in it.
Actually, they probably do have shit in their refrigerator.
Okay.
Actual feces that they flung at somebody and it landed in the fridge.
I was watching an episode of the DEA. That was the first DEA where the DEA... It's always they're making raids on nigger houses, and the cops, the first place they looked was in the freezer.
Yeah. That keep my money cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool on ice, baby. Number 4.
A bag of Pruno, which Leroy learned how to brew in nigger college.
Yeah. I think he majored in Pruno. Minored in picking up soap.
That's when he was getting his 20-year associate's degree in nigger college.
Oh, God.
Number 3.
Nothing for Bebe to eat.
Nope.
No formula. Nothing in there. What do niggers feed their kids anyway?
Honestly, off topic here, off the top 10, I have seen niggers out feed, like literally smacking the kids around for saying, oh, mammy, Ivy's hungry, whatever. You know what they give them?
What?
Potato chips. While mammy is stuffing her face full of steak.
Yep.
Gross. Why do niggers eat those? You ever had those Andy Cap fries?
Oh, those are so gross.
They're disgusting.
Oh, I've tried them as a kid, but I didn't like them because they leave that weird, filmy, like feeling in the top of your mouth and tongue. They're gross.
That must be what it feels like to be a nigger.
Oh.
Like, if you ever wonder what it would feel like to have a nigger mouth, that's probably, you just have to eat a bunch of handicapped fries.
Speaking of food, you know what they need to bring back? Those Hostess pudding pies.
I saw that in the food thread.
Oh my god, do you remember those?
Yeah.
I miss those things. Those were good.
Okay.
So.
All right, so anyway. Number two.
Grape drink.
Oh, of course. The obvious.
The obvious.
What else would it be?
Yeah.
Welch's or Kool-Aid? We don't know, but it's purple.
And the number one item found in a nigger's fridge is?
There's nothing in the fridge, but there's a bun in the oven.
Oh!
This be my 12th baby, you know what I'm saying? I'm on number 12.
It's all brown. I think you burned
Actually,
that bun.
I watched a show on TLC. You ever see that, whatever, the baby stories or whatever it's called on the Learning Channel? This welfare nigger sow in her 50s, right?
Yeah.
Had her 14th baby.
Jeez.
And even the doctors are like, are you done yet? She's like,
What, she hadn't hit menopause yet?
No, I don't know. You know what?
I think what they meant was it was her 14th baby in a row that day.
Oh.
You know? And so they were...
Litters.
Yeah.
The doctors are telling her, listen, you've got to stop this. And she's going, no, sir, I'm going to have as many babies as I want.
The government be giving me for money for every baby I get.
Shit. I was just like, oh, my God. If my TV didn't weigh like 300 pounds, it'd be out the window.
That's the same thing they said about the baby she had.
Oh, God.
No, that's a 3-year-old junior number 10.
Well, they're all named Leroy, but, you know, they all have different last names.
Leroy Johnson, Leroy Washington,
Leroy
Smith.
Okay, explain that to me. Why is it that every person named, every time you hear the surname of White, they end up being niggers?
What I don't understand is why are there so many niggers with Irish names?
You know, like I have not met one yet.
Because they're always doing jigs. Because they are jigs.
Oh, shit.
They got confused.
And I have a question for you. Can you think of one white person with the last name of Johnson?
Actually, yeah, I can think of one.
There was one I went to high school with.
Yeah, from high school, but that's it.
Now name one white person with the last name of White.
Ah.
You got me there.
Barry White. He restores old classic cars out in California.
Wait, Barry White, and it's a white guy?
His name's Barry. Yeah, he's a white guy. His name's Barry White.
Oh, my
God. I guess
God.
He was old enough to, you know, mistakenly be named that.
I'm going
to
change my last name to White and my first name.
You know, you could probably get yourself a good amount of welfare and food stamps.
I'm going to change my name to Whitey White and hyphenate it and make my last name White hyphen White. The middle name White.
Oh, I'm surprised you guys have not done a top 10 most ridiculous nigger names.
Oh, we're going to do one now.
You know what I think number one should be, in my opinion?
Barack.
No, Ladasha. The dash don't be silent.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we did that on one of the shows. Talked about Ladasha.
Never mind.
The whole thing about nigger names is if we post it up in our top secret place, it'll be the thread would last like 5 days, like 5 pages, and we'd have to sort through all that.
I think a top 10 of making fun of Obama's name would be good. Yo mama, oh banana, oh bongo,
Sambo.
Oh Sambo.
So what are some of your favorite movies, Elmo?
Oh, Elmo loves Toy Story.
Toy Story? Yes, yes.
And Madagascar?
Ooh, Madagascar. That's funny. That was very funny.
And Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. Now that was a crazy...
Stop interrupting me, you f***ing liver! Elmo, sorry.
Oh, Elmo, who can stay mad at you?
Don't touch me!
And we're back, champions. Dirty Dan is with us tonight. And, Bert, I think you have a news story to share with us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I found this right away, and it's really quite funny. Nigger rapper, as we call them, crapper's body found in a bathroom during the teen's birthday party.
That's a heck of a present, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, this is coming out of Holiday, Florida. The death of a rapper whose body was found at a teenager's birthday party in Holiday was being investigated as a homicide. According to a news release, Pasco County Sheriff's Office deputies say Shamir Garnello was killed during the party at an American Legion Hall. Now, wait a minute. American Legion Hall. I am a member of the American Legion locally here in Pittsburgh. And the American Legion that I go to is nothing but white guys. There's one token nigger who's like 75 years old who's a member there. But other than that, I don't know why they would let a nigger rapper into the American Legion Hall for a birthday party, but I guess they paid the dues. Garnello's body was found in a bathroom at the hall, which was being rented out for the birthday celebration.
Well, there you go. See, they rented it out.
Authorities were called
to
this.
Maybe he was the janitor.
Yeah, you know, you might be right there, Dirty Danny. He might have been the janitor over there.
Hey, what do you call a French nigger? Jacques Custodian.
Authorities were called to the scene early Saturday morning. Garnella, a 21-year-old crapper, was at the party for a performance. A cause of death has not been released yet. Do any of you want to take a gander at the cause of death for this 21-year-old rapper?
Well, he was on the toilet, so maybe he was trying to make some fresh Jenkum and he overdosed.
Yeah, that could be possible. Maybe he was smoking some crack.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
What do you think, Air Dirty Dan?
I'm going to have to agree with the Jenkum theory. You know, maybe he drowned, you know, in the toilet, you know, reaching in there for the Jenkum. I mean,
because I've been in a few American Legion halls, including one in Ocean City, Maryland, when I was on vacation, and they don't welcome niggers there. I mean, they have to because of law, but I generally don't see niggers at American Legion halls. So maybe this birthday person that required the rapper was like some dumbass 13-year-old kid who didn't know shit about shit, and his parents were members of the Legion and invited this well-upstanding Negro to be a part of the birthday celebration.
I don't 21-year-old know.
21-year-old rapper. He lived far too long.
Somehow I can picture all these World War II veterans and the Vietnam veterans, and they're listening to a rapper.
So I'll tell you something. At the American Legion Hall that I go to, you know, on the jukebox, we got Conway Twitty, Willie Nelson, Hank Williams, Hank Williams Jr., a bunch of other, like, soft rock and stuff. There is no rap on that jukebox whatsoever. I mean, they even have newer Metallica on the jukebox at the American Legion Hall, but they do not have any nigger rap bullshit,
you
right now.
Maybe that's what the nigger was doing. He was trying to, get some exposure.
Maybe an influx of culture to the veterans who were probably standing there, you know, shaking their heads going, "What the fuck is this nigger doing here?"
How old was he?
21.
Oh, how many is that in human years?
6. Wait, no, 75. Wait, I got it backwards. A 21-year-old rapper is about the equivalent of a 75-year-old human.
Yeah. So he lived a long life. He had a hell of a career.
I just don't understand. It's a homicide.
Well, that's what they're saying. But, you know, Elvis died on the toilet, so the nigger probably figured if he did that, it'd be a really good career move, and he'd be like the nigger Elvis. Nigvis.
Yeah, well, you have to actually release an album before you go.
Yeah, he released something as he was sitting there. It wasn't an album.
That's good.
Should we send flowers?
No.
What do you send to a nigger funeral?
A
you
bucket
send,
like, of chicken.
A bucket of chicken, maybe some 40 ounces of malt liquor, a shovel, some fly swatters.
A dozen cotton stems.
Deodorant.
Y'all racist motherfuckers be listening to Birdman and DJ and shit. Lord of mercy. Damn right.
So we've got another news story tonight, and since Dirty Dan is our honored guest, we're going to have him read this one off.
Yes, a certain nigger theologian discovers solution to all Africa's problems. This ought to be interesting.
Maybe it has something to do with flying pyramids.
Now, you care to read this one off for us, Dirty Dan?
Okay, here we go. There is too much religion in the developing world right now, too much preoccupation with spirituality, false and ineffective money, spinning religious enterprises of con artists, especially in the hapless African world of abject poverty and ignorance.
He's getting warmer.
It's pretty good. Abject poverty and ignorance. That sounds like...
Africa, yeah.
Africa to me, yeah.
And it goes on.
Wow, the witch doctor is speaking. We are the most wretched people on earth. Our society is riddled with entrenching culture of daredevil robbery and filthy and shameless corruption, death of basic infrastructure, and degrading, decaying, primitive, unnurturing, unfulfilling environment. Because we are applying spiritually wrongly and we are not using our heads, we are wasting too much time on our knees instead of on our feet to work.
Well, this sounds like a Pastor Manning.
Yeah, this is starting to sound like Pastor Manning, but the whole thing is, you know, like any educated nigger, he's throwing out really big words.
Yeah.
Okay, witchcraft is the telephone link with the gods and the spirit world.
Witchcraft.
The only link, and it is the highest level of science for man. How to effectively use it to engage the gods is one of the greatest secrets of the ages.
Ooh, deep stuff here.
I have a feeling he's going to bring up Jenkem. I don't know why.
And he's going to blame the internet, I think, too, right?
Ooh, to enter the computer internet, for instance, first switch on the electricity mains, then the computer.
That's a good order. That makes sense. First the electricity, then the computer. Okay. This is a smart nigger.
That's how it's been working for the last 100 years or so, right?
Let's see here. Let's just go down here. These engines are the energizers of the gods or deities such as Maat, Sango, Okun, Yahweh. Surfing the computer internet to check out websites and send emails is the equivalent of praying, meditating, asking, begging, wishing, and crying.
No, it isn't. He's wrong.
The practical activities of getting on, sending, and receiving messages on the internet equate with witchcraft.
So this nigger doesn't understand how the internet works and he thinks it's the same as doing witchcraft?
Well, forget about the internet for a moment. He's blaming electricity to begin with. I mean, is he saying that YT be worshipping electricity and shit? Or does he want to return to our African roots where they can't even build their own damn pit latrine?
Well, he probably has seen so many niggers made good by stealing live copper wire. He thinks that electricity is some kind of voodoo hoodoo goo goo doo doo.
Yeah, it doesn't help that the niggers are climbing up on poles and taking live wires off and dying of electrocution either.
Actually, that does help quite a bit. It helps society.
Oh, it helps us.
Yeah, it helps us a lot. We need to get more live wires up there somehow.
Yet another nigger that thinks he's smart.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to any of these original undiluted African spiritual gods such as Sango to make a request, a deity or Sango would give you conditions to fulfill, and then you would not have to go home and come back for Sango's response. and if you meet the conditions set, Single would oblige you with your request. It is as simple as that, and it could happen within minutes of your request.
So wait, they have a god named Sango? Is that what he's saying?
Sango.
Sango!
I guess Sango never granted them the wish of having an actual running toilet.
Maybe they were actually praying to Sambo by mistake, and he just got confused.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if you go to a diluted or adapted spiritual gods like the Christian or Islamic Yahweh to table a request, you don't get the answer right away. In fact, you could be talking to a brick wall. You keep praying, begging, and fasting, hoping that someone is listening.
So once again, this nigger is blaming the human gods, such as the Islamic, Christian,
Yahweh.
Yeah, what have you, God. This nigger is blaming the Christian, you know, human gods, as they may be, for his own damn problems. So we should all return to worship some jenkum-sniffing nigger named Sango to resolve Africa's problems.
I know how to solve Africa's problems. Get rid of all the fucking niggers. That'll solve the world's problems.
Actually, I had a solution once to solve Africa's problems. Basically, stop sending them money.
Yeah, actually, good idea.
They would pretty much all die of AIDS and sickle cell within a matter of maybe 20 years.
Yeah. Well, folks, you know what that means. That was a quick show. I'd like to thank Toby Whipper for doing the top 10 for us tonight. We'd like to also thank Dirty Dan for joining us tonight.
I always have a good time. I appreciate you boys having me.
And we appreciate you being on once again for our show.
And Birdman and DJ would like to give a special thanks to Justin Iger for being a top poster on chimptube.tv. If you haven't been to ChimpTube yet, go there and check it out. There's audio, video, and a whole bunch of cool stuff. Special thanks to the Chimp Out trustees, moderators, and administrators who submitted the answers to this week's top 10 question. Thanks also to the thousands of champions who have made Chimp Out Radio what it is today. Be sure to check out our special Thanksgiving episode of Chimp Out Radio, where our guest will be JT Brand, also known as DJ X-Man. So be proud of yourselves, humans. And don't take any shit from any niggers. To the elephant. The tiger.